Hi, welcome to Fisher Blues Radio. I'm Zeb Reynolds, your host. We're going to have a few stories this week. First, we'd like to start with Alex Fields on Catholic Schools Week.
Thank you. My name is Alex Fields. Beginning on Monday, the Diocese of Columbus is celebrating Catholic Schools Week. In the past, this event has taken place in January. Mr. Kenny, Fisher Catholic President, explains the reason for the change.
Catholic Schools Week was moved to September so that the schools could use it more in conjunction with their open houses and the awareness of Catholic education in Lancaster and Central Ohio.
Next week is packed with activities. Mr. Kenny tells us,
well, many of the grade schools are going to do different events on each and every day, but we're going to have a special mass with all of the local grade schools here at Fisher Catholic, including St. Mary's and St. Bernadette's, that will include the bishop from Columbus to come down and say mass for the kids.
St. Mary's, St. Bernadette's, and St. John's from Logan will also be joining us. We are hopeful that Bishop Campbell can stay with us the whole day. Catholic Schools Week is a very important event for Fisher Catholic. Our president, Mr. Kenny, says,
Catholic Schools Week is important because it helps the community understand the benefits of Catholic education. And hopefully it also helps our students understand the uniqueness and the special opportunity that Catholic education provides to them as a unified community.
Catholic Schools Week has a different theme each year. Mr. Kenny tells us what this year's theme is.
The main focus is called Our Parish, Our Students, and Our Community. And it's to, again, just draw the realization of how everything is really intertwined in helping our students be raised as good Catholics.
Catholic Schools Week is one of the most important weeks in our entire school year. And we are all excited to celebrate our Catholic education next week.
Thanks, Alex. Our next story is on our arts programs with Kat Brown and Michelle Bowes.
Thanks, Seb. I'm Michelle Bowes.
And I'm Kat Brown. We are journalism students here at Fisher Catholic doing a report on the arts programs. Here at Fisher Catholic, arts is an up-and-growing topic. Between music, dramas, sculpture, and design, there's got to be a match for any student interested in arts. Mrs. Thomas, the head of the music department here at Fisher, shared how the music program has affected her life. She says,
I can't really see myself doing any other career. Music is so important to me, and I'm not really sure what else I would do.
Mrs. Thomas has improved our music department greatly, but still has a few more goals.
Having us go out into the community and be part of the community and sing out there.
If you want to check out the Fisher Choir, you can hear them sing in concert, Thomas says.
Thanks, Kat. If music isn't quite your thing, check out our different arts here at Fisher. Mrs. Paris teaches 4 sculpture classes, 4 art classes, along with 2 in 3D design. Parrish says the students' artwork can be seen at the fair and the art walk, so get out to see it if you can. If you happen to be around Cincinnati, Fisher's artwork will also be displayed at Xavier University. Although Mrs. Parrish says she always wanted to be an artist, she realized in college that teaching was her real love, and Mrs. Parrish, we're happy you had a change of heart. She says that the best part of teaching are the kids and the Christ-like environment.
It's no wonder the kids are Mrs. Parrish's favorite aspect of teaching, because Fisher is such a tight-knit school. Mrs. Rare, the director of the Fisher Catholic Band, says, working with small numbers is like having a second family. They look out for one another. In addition to this, Rare says, small numbers have also forced the musicians to sound like a bigger band. The band plays at football games, pep rallies, and even compete. Rare explains, the band competes in a festival in Columbus. It is called Columbus Day Italian Festival. The kids have been preparing very diligently and will be playing the familiar song Hot Stuff, along with other rock-inspired pieces.
Thanks, Kat and Michelle. Our next story is from Sammy Dyer on the Spielman Classic we played this weekend in our defeat against Bern Union.
Thanks, Zeb. I'm Sammy Dyer, a journalism student here at Fisher Catholic. Now, Fisher Catholic had its Spielman Classic game this weekend, and it went very well for the Irish. It is a game held at different high schools to support the fighting of breast cancer. It started with Chris Spielman, whose wife Stephanie Spielman died of breast cancer, and he devoted himself to fighting it. Fisher Catholic won 35-27 and had a total of 486 yards. The Irish were led by Derek Schneider in receiving and rushing. He had 355 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns, and also 37 yards receiving. Joe DeLisio threw 7 times, completing 4 of his passes for 52 yards and a touchdown, and the Irish also caused 3 turnovers. And Matt LaCrone here, the team's fullback and linebacker, has something important to say and what the Spielman Classic means to him.
It means a lot because it's nice to win a trophy and fight breast cancer at the same time.
He also really wishes to say this to the military men that were at the game.
Thank you for fighting for our freedom.
Thanks, Sammy. Great job to the football players last weekend over with the win over Burn Union. Brings the overall record to 1-3. Keep up the great work. Speaking of sports, we have Tyler Corkin and Sam Huff here in the studio to join us with an FC sports update.
Hi, I'm Sam Huff.
And I'm Tyler Corcoran. We have a sports update.
The golf team was away at Blacklick on Tuesday, as well as the cross country had a quad at Liberty. Volleyball was at Burn. Boys soccer was at Grandview, and girls soccer was at Bloom Carroll. On Wednesday, the girls tennis was at home.
Now this evening on Thursday, the boys soccer is at Bishop Reedy, girls soccer is at Granville, and volleyball is here at home at Fisher Catholic. And for Friday night football, the football team is at West Jeff.
This weekend, Saturday, golf has a tournament, and cross country has a meet at Lancaster. The girls' soccer is playing at Logan Elm.
Now, sports aren't the only thing that go on here at Fisher Catholic. Last week, upperclassmen from Fisher Catholic participated in a Community Care Day.
Community Care Day is a United Way-sponsored event in which students and community members go out into various job sites and serve the community. Here at Fisher Catholic, the English teacher, Mrs. Holloway, is in charge of organizing all the juniors and seniors into their job sites.
So, Mrs. Holloway, how do you think Community Care Day went overall?
Well, I had the opportunity, along with our principal, Mrs. Wade, to visit many of the job sites. Students were sent to the Salvation Army, the Maywood Mission, different churches around town, and various other organizations. All the sites that I went to, students seemed to be having a great time. They were very busy helping out, and to be honest with you, they got rave reviews from their bosses on all the different sites. They said the Fisher Catholic kids did a great job, so I was really proud of them.
And that's always great. But on the other side, what do you think could be used to make it better?
Well, United Way likes to have a certain amount of volunteers. Fisher Catholic is able to provide them with a good number of volunteers every year. We had about 88 students this year, which is just what they like. So I think that in general, just making sure that we continue our participation in Community Care Day. I think it's a great way for our students to give back to the community that does so much for them. So, yeah, I just hope that we can continue.
Well, we all hope that Community Care Day is a big thing in the future.
Thanks, Sam, Tyler, and Ms. Holloway. I participated in Community Care Day myself, helped the water department paint fire hydrants. Well, that's all the time we have this week. Everyone here at Fisher Palooza Radio, I'm Zeb Reynolds.